Bram Stoker, The Jewel of Seven Stars, narrated by Alan Montero. Chapter 1. A Summons in the Night. It all seemed so real that I could hardly imagine that it had ever occurred before, and yet each episode came, not as a fresh step in the logic of things, but as something expected. It is in such a wise that memory plays its prank for good or ill, for pleasure or pain, for weal or woe. It is thus that life is bittersweet, and that which has been done becomes eternal. Again, the light skiff, ceasing to shoot through the lazy water as when the oars flashed and dripped, glided out of the fierce July sunlight into the cool shade of the great drooping willow branches. I, standing up in the swaying boat, she sitting still, and with deft fingers guarding herself from stray twigs or the freedom of the resilience of moving boughs. Again, the water looked golden brown under the canopy of translucent green, and the grassy banks was of emerald hue. Again, we sat in the cool shade, with the myriad noises of nature both without and within our bower, merging into that drowsy hum in whose sufficing environment the great world, with its disturbing...